4 years after U.S.-led forces ousted the Taliban for sheltering al-Qaeda, some 18,000 American troops remain in Afghanistan. The top American military commander in Afghanistan says the country has made considerable progress, yet this year has been the bloodiest for American forces since the invasion in 2001. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
General Carl Eikenberry says that life for the people of Afghanistan has improved significantly in 4 years. He points out that children are back in school, infrastructure is being rebuilt, women have access to education, and political transformation is well underway.
The country has a democratically elected president. A representative National Assembly and provincial councils have been elected, and Parliament will sit within the next 2 weeks for the first time in decades.
Eikenberry acknowledges that over the past year, violence has increased, but he attributes that in part to the growing effectiveness of the new Afghan army.
These combined forces are able to operate in areas that in previous years we weren't able to move into, in northern parts of southern Afghanistan, traditionally points of Taliban influence, points in eastern Afghanistan. We're now able to move into those areas.
Penetrating Taliban strongholds, the general says, has resulted in more fighting. Indeed, last spring and summer, there was intense combat between U.S. and Taliban forces in southeastern Afghanistan. General Eikenberry notes that the Taliban has changed its tactics over the past year. It's begun using roadside explosives and suicide bombers, tactics favored by the insurgents in Iraq. But Eikenberry says the U.S. military has found no concrete evidence that insurgents are moving from Iraq into Afghanistan to help the Taliban.
Foreign funding continues to be made available to those forces, but we're not seeing a direct linkage between fighters and facilitators and trainers coming from Iraq into Afghanistan.
But some Afghan analysts are not so sure. Julie Sears, formerly with the Defense Intelligence Agency, is a consultant who specializes in Afghanistan.
From what I understand, suicide bombers in Afghanistan are as likely to be Arab as they are Afghan, and that some of these Arabs, from the reports that I'm hearing, have received some training in Iraq or do go between the two conflicts.
General Eikenberry says he believes the Taliban fighters have started using suicide attacks and roadside bombs because they're getting desperate in the face of Afghanistan's political transformation and the growing effectiveness of U.S. and Afghan forces.
So a shift in tactics is not necessarily a sign of strength. My belief is that the shift in tactics right now is very much a sign of weakness.
Julie Sears disagrees. She says that over the past year, the Taliban has become better funded, better organized, and has no trouble attracting recruits. Marvin Weinbaum, a former State Department intelligence analyst who's now at the Middle East Institute, just returned from 6 weeks in Afghanistan, and he too says the Taliban is not weak, but simply adapting to U.S. tactics.
They have found that they're getting some mileage out of the roadside bombings, the suicide.
This week, NATO announced it would send an additional 6,000 peacekeeping troops to Iraq next year and will expand its operations into the volatile south. General Eikenberry says that could relieve the security burden on U.S. forces.
If NATO does move down to the south, clearly I could expect, with the adjustment of forces, that there could be less U.S. presence in that region.
But Marvin Weinbaum warns that the transition might not improve stability because NATO sees its mission in Afghanistan as one of peacekeeping, not fighting an insurgency.
The ability to keep the peace in the south may be very much undermined if these forces which are going into the south are not prepared to take a more aggressive role in facing down the anti-regime elements.
The violence in Afghanistan has hampered reconstruction of the country's infrastructure, but a lack of funds also is a problem. That will be addressed next month at an international conference in London. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington. Thank you.